Shtickless is part of the Getting Here podcast network. Life is better when we're all together.
I want to talk about Bluey's episode, The Sign. Now, this one brings out big feelings in kids and adults. And however you felt at the end of this episode, I see you. Hey, and welcome to a quick episode of Shtickless. I'm Megan, and I'm all by myself today because Jeff has been out of state for work this week. So while he was gone this week, we watched the penultimate episode of Bluey season 3, and it hit harder than I think any of us were prepared for. Yes, I'm talking about Bluey, the kids' cartoon show, but if you know, you know. If you haven't seen this episode, either pause right now, go watch season 3, episode 49, The Sign, or just understand the following. Spoiler alert, I'm just going to recap for you. In this episode, the healers list their home. It sells, but no one in the family seems certain about it. The episode follows the roller coaster emotions that accompany big life changes, like moving, getting married, all that good stuff. At the end of the episode, the sale of the home falls through, and the family joyously decides that they do not actually want to go. Everyone is thrilled and happy, and everything in life is perfect forever and always. Except it isn't always, is it? The reason that we were all, and I'm talking me and my four kiddos, we were all sobbing on the couch, was because we feel that tension of life's events working and absolutely not working out. So moved to acknowledge that tension and struggle, I wrote this the next day and posted it on social media. I want to talk about Bluey's episode, The Sign. Now, this one brings out big feelings in kids and adults. And however you felt at the end of this episode, I see you. Now, we know it's not really a kid's show. I mean, it is completely safe for kids. But I think maybe it was never really meant for just them at all. I think Bluey is creator Joe Brum's unique platform for sneaking statements and lessons about life into our days with bite-sized stories containing existential whispers, nuggets of wisdom, and universally relatable experiences for us to digest and learn from. We all know episodes like Rug Island, Flat Pack, Sleepy Time, Copycat, The Show, Curry Quest, Onesies, and Space. These 7-minute visual poems can have us sobbing in seconds. Those episodes I mentioned alone touch on the meaning of life, kids growing and leaving, death, miscarriage, when parents are gone, bitterness and hurt relationships, trauma and recovery, and I promise it is safe for your kids to watch. But The Sign. Now, everything from here on out is a complete spoiler. So again, stop here if you want to watch without outside commentary first. It was beautiful. It was terrible. It was comforting. It was torture. It was good. It was bad. It was lucky. It was unlucky. And it was just life. Bandit gets a new job, a job with more money, but in a different city. More money means a better life, right? So they list their home and prepare to move. But the entire episode, you see uncertainty and distress in each member of the family. Bluey blatantly doesn't want change. Chili is definitely reserved, but determined to make the best. Bandit is resolved, but almost desperate that this is the right choice. And sweet little Bingo is great until she realizes that selling the house means leaving it. And that is its own little trauma nugget all by itself. What is the right thing? So many members of the community ask the question, what should we do throughout the entire episode? Should we move? Should we get married? Should we settle for this house? Do we need more money? Should we try to love again? Calypso, the school teacher, shares the parable of a farmer. The farmer experiences things that seem good or bad, and his neighbors are quick to label all of the life events as lucky or unlucky. The farmer simply says, "We'll see," understanding with great wisdom that most of life's events are neutral. It is so much less about what happens to us and so much more about how we respond. Do we connect with our community? Do we celebrate the good things together? Do we carry one another through the tough things? My favorite Jeff Smith line from his own wedding ceremony script, "Together our joys are doubled and our sorrows are halved." So many times, our life choices aren't even about what is right or wrong, lucky or unlucky, good or bad, and we often don't know the weight and meaning of our experiences until time passes and we keep living and keep loving, keep connecting. For the Healer family, their intention to move seemed motivated by worry and discontent. If you go back and watch episodes like Relax and Stickbird, a partner episode where they go on vacation, you see that despite the fact that the girls are joyful and thriving, that Chili is struggling to relax, to find joy, maybe to experience contentment. And Stickbird shows Bandit struggling deeply with negative feelings. What is he worried about? Is he worried about the life he's providing for his family? Does he feel like he should be better? Maybe this new job and the move are attempts to shake things up, to change and pursue something, quote unquote, better. But finally, this family recognizes that they are content in their current life. Their girls are thriving. They love their home, their city, and exactly the life they have. Serendipitous events lead to the sale of their home falling through. And under the score of a song that goes way too hard in a show pretending to be for kids, Bandit rips up the for sale sign, Chili tackles him in sobs, and the girls race through the house in complete gratitude and relief that they get to keep their home, their beautiful life. I think your own personal feelings at the end of the episode probably give a picture of how your life feels right now. If you're experiencing a season of peace, of contentment, of exciting things on the horizon, you cheered with the Healer family as they chose to stay in a life where they were thriving, and you probably see mostly the beauty. But if you're experiencing a season of uncertainty, of struggle, of making choices out of necessity rather than privileged options, you might feel happy for the Healers, but hurt for yourself. You may feel the what ifs, the what should I do's, or even the why did this happen, or the I wish things were different. And this is so valid. These feelings are important. I believe the message of this episode is to highlight the lesson that the school teacher shared in the parable, that it isn't necessary or even helpful to categorize our choices or the things that happen to us as lucky or unlucky, but to embrace the connections in our lives, to show that there is always hope on the horizon and a community of people waiting to be found and engaged in our joys and sorrows. So the tearful, triumphant return to their home may cause distress in children and big people who did move. But maybe moving for you and your family was the right choice. It can still feel hard. Moving can be a right choice. Staying can be a right choice. Relationships can be a right choice. Remember that change can be an adventure. It can be right. And as I'm sharing this, I'm getting Frozen 2 flashbacks where we sometimes can't know a long-term plan and we have to advance step by step with the next right thing. If you or your tiny people are in a season of change or choosing, not yet knowing if it is lucky or unlucky, be sure to point out the subplot and to talk about this too. Early in the episode, when the pups are sharing hard things at school, Winton the pup says, "My dad doesn't live with my mom, and now he's lonely all the time." One of the terrier pups responds, "Our mom likes your dad." And the conversation is dropped as the kids move on because they're deeply distressed that Bluey has just revealed she is moving. But at the very end, the sheepdogs who were purchasing Bluey's house see their real dream home. They back out of the Healer sale to purchase this house, and a tiny shot of the home shows us the family that is leaving. Winton is in the car with the three terrier pups, and Winton's dad is embracing the terrier mom. Something new is happening in another family. This move is full of joy and new starts. And I think it is so helpful to show kids directly that we all experience different times of staying and different times of changing. The episode carries a motif of signs, not only through the for sale sign, but in clues from butterflies, coincidental coins, and so many more sweet small notes. Just as so many of the Bluey storylines, I feel it asks us to relate and connect to one another in community. So after you watch Get Brave, go turn on the song Lazarus Drug and reflect over the closing words. I'm nothingness, but shining and everywhere at once. I'm everything and everyone who is or ever was. And you're nothingness, but shining and everywhere at once. You're everything where everyone who is or ever was forever. Our experiences are intimately personal, but vastly universal. So find one another. Look for the signs for people to connect with. Live and love and find peace amongst all the luckies and unluckies. In talking about life's neutral events, I do want to recognize that there are some things in life that are morally bad. Abuse, neglect, intentional pain caused from one human to another is bad, and no one deserves those things to happen. Sometimes losing a loved one is painful, and though an undeniable part of life, you don't ever have to reach a place where you're glad that you experienced it. These are not the situations where we just shrug and say, we'll see. In these situations, there is justice, there is hope, and there is healing. So that's what I posted to Facebook, and I got such a fulfilling response just from friends in my everyday life, from friends I hadn't spoken to in years. We just kind of lurk on the edges of each other's socials. I just got to make so many refreshing connections and talk through individual stories. And I just had a really, really great week with that. So we decided to record this for the podcast because number one, we are stinking wiped out after a week of doing life in separate states. And so we needed something that we could produce quickly. But two, I cannot express the significance of those conversations and connections that I got to have because of that post. Some I commented back and forth on social media, some I talked to on the phone, and some with others we spread out deep dive conversations through messages and texts for a few days. So we thought we'd keep it going. Honestly, I could do an entire Bedtime with Bluey series where I tell you all of the deep feelings I have on Bluey episodes, but I'm afraid my commentary would outlast the runtime minutes of the actual episodes. And I might even have done that this week. And we've all got more to do with our life, right? So thank you so much for letting me share my heart today. You can send us questions, comments, or good vibes on Instagram at Shtickless, TikTok at Shticktok08, or you can email us shtickless@gmail.com. If you enjoyed these thoughts or even just have strong opinions about them, please share us with your friends and family so they can join in the conversation. One of the biggest things that you can do to help is rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It really means so much and it advertises our content to a wider audience. Join us again next Tuesday. Jeff will be returning with me as we continue our 4-part series on parenting. Thank you for listening. I'm Megan, and this has been Shticklous.